We are here at the closing moments of the BASF Ag Media Summit up on the top of the Willis Tower, which used to be Sears Tower, which really confused me, but 100 stories into the air. With me is Paul Ray, and we talked to Paul at the beginning of the day about the Ag Media Summit and how what we were going to do. Now the day's through. Paul, how do you think the event went?
I thought it was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope you did as well. We had a great cross-section of the industry here talking about what really is an important issue around sustainability. I was most encouraged by the perspectives from the growers that we had on the panel this morning, and just hearing them talk about some of the really good sustainable things they're doing in their operation and how they've introduced new techniques, new approaches, new practices that's really contributing to their farm on a local basis being even more sustainable and successful in the future.
Well, really, part of the theme here was innovation. Yeah. Innovation. Why is that so important?
Well, because we don't have all the answers to all the challenges we have today or that we'll have in the future. And as we've clearly seen with the introduction of different technologies or practices, they've made a huge contribution to how we farm. For instance sake, no-till conservation tillage practices really has made a massive contribution to soil quality, but also water retention and water conservation. And then also biotechnology, another good example of where we've seen good genetic improvement in yield, but also dealing with a lot of pest and disease pressure that many different crops have experienced. So I think technology that BASF's a part of really does help unlock the potential of being even more sustainable in the future. Because when you get down to it, it's all around getting the most from the resources we deploy, and our technology helps growers do that on a daily basis.
Well, and explain a little bit more how you've got so many products in the pipeline now. It's like, how much more can you innovate?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're innovating towards sustainability.
Yeah.
And some of the products that you already have out there are helping farmers be more sustainable.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you mentioned, the investment we make is huge. We're spending close to $2 million a day in ag research, and that's a huge commitment to make every single day of the year. And the benefit of that is that we are coming with new solutions, as you mentioned, so it's exciting. But one of the most powerful ways we can help the sustainability picture is to increase yield and output on every single acre. And we have lots of examples with our products that do that. So products like Headline Amp, increasing corn yields by anywhere from 12 to 16 bushels per acre from the same acre demonstrates how we can get more from the resource we have beneath our feet, and that's the soil. Our other herbicides, for instance, sake, as compared to a traditional treatment, can increase soybean yields by anywhere from 6 to 8 bushels per acre just by introducing more advanced technology to really deal with some of the real pressures there are on yield out there today.
The panel that you moderated had a futurist on it and a couple of really great farmers.
Yep.
And the multi-generational farmers. And really, both of them looked at what farming could be like in the future, what the farmer of the future is like. Tell us a little bit about what you learned personally from that panel and what you felt that imparted to the media.
Well, I was really impressed with the two growers we had on it, Kip and Kyle Tom from Tom Farms in Indiana. I was just impressed the way they've already embraced so much of what we're talking about. I mean, the manner in which they're already going about expanding their operation. I mean, to hear that their operation not that long ago was around 2,000 acres and today's 18,000 acres. They also have interest in Argentina. It tells you what's happened in American agriculture. It's gone through tremendous growth and expansion. It's more efficient. It's more effective. And they just present a great example of what's possible and what many growers are doing across the country to increase their production. But I'd have to say, Christophe Pelletier, the food futurist, really put some concepts out there that we don't often talk about, is that what's the potential for technology to really unleash how we farm. And he talked about the examples of the technologies there today to have much more robotic drone use of technology to help farmers monitor crops. And it really gets you thinking about what's possible in this industry. And it sounds science fiction, but we know probably 20 years ago GPS and auto-track steering was science fiction as well. So we know we don't want to say, no, that's not going to happen, because it may well do.
Right. And it was exciting. And really, Paul, I have to say thank you for inviting us here, inviting the media here to be a part of this, to learn what, not only what BASF is doing, but to have all these other people in here to get this wide-ranging perspective of what is possible with innovation for the future and how that's going to help us be more sustainable. From the BASF Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.